This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed on the need to strengthen chemical-free farming and natural farming with focus on exports. He said in the Union Budget 2026-27, the government is focused on high-value agriculture product. Addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation, through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said the government has consistently taken several steps to strengthen the agriculture sector. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is currently witnessing record production across food grains, pulses and oilseeds.
Aaj daalon se lekar tilhan tak desh record utpadan kar raha hai. Lekin ab jab 21वीं सदी का दूसरा क्वार्टर शुरू हो चुका है तब कृषि क्षेत्र को नई ऊर्जा से भरना भी उतना ही आवश्यक है इस साल के बजट में इस दिशा में नए प्रयास हुए हैं इस वेबिनार में आप सभी के बीच हुई चर्चा बजट प्रावधानों को जल्द से जल्द जमीन पर उतारने में मदद करेंगे
India's foreign exchange reserves surged by more than $4.88 billion to an all-time high of over $728.49 billion during the weekend on February 27th. According to the Reserve Bank of India, the value of gold reserves, a key component of foreign exchange reserves, increased by over $4.14 billion to $131.63 billion. The final result of Civil Services Examination CSE 2025 has been declared today. The Union Public Service Commission said that more than 9,30,000 candidates applied for civil services preliminary examination, which was conducted on the 25th of May 2025. It said that a total of 958 candidates, including 659 men and 299 women, have been recommended by the Commission for appointment to various services. UPSC said that Anuj Agnihotri has secured the first position, Rajeshwari Suve and Akansh Dhul stood at the second and third rank, respectively. Afghan authorities have said the Taliban forces killed 30 Pakistani soldiers during clashes erupted along the Durand Line border. Taliban Defense Ministry spokesperson Inayatullah Khwarazmi said the fighting took place in Shorabagh district of Afghanistan's Kandahar province, where Taliban fighters captured a Pakistani military outpost. He said Taliban forces destroyed the outpost with explosives after Taliban forces captured the post during the clashes. Khwarazmi claimed that 30 Pakistani soldiers were killed during the fighting, including 20 who were deployed for reinforcing the outpost. Israeli airstrikes pounded the capitals of Iran and Lebanon as the U.S. apparently struck an Iranian drone carrier at sea, intensifying its campaign targeting the Islamic Republic's fleet of warships. The conflict between the joint forces of Israel and America and Iran entered its seventh day. The Israeli military claimed destroying most of Iran's air defenses and missile launches, while U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth warned the strikes against Tehran were about to surge dramatically. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian today said that some countries have begun mediation efforts to resolve the ongoing conflict with the United States and Israel. In a social media post, he said Iran is committed to lasting peace in the region, yet they have no hesitation in defending the nation's dignity and sovereignty. Meanwhile, the Iranian president's comment came as several reports indicated that Iran has launched a new wave of attacks on Israel using ballistic missiles, including its latest super-heavy Khorramshahr 4. Qatar's air defense forces today successfully intercepted a drone attack targeting Al Udeid Air Base in Doha, which is the largest military base of the United States in West Asia. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump called upon Iranian military to lay down their arms. However, Iranian Foreign Minister Syed Abbas Araghchi has said that the United States bears full responsibility for the current situation. Counting of votes is ongoing in every constituency of Nepal. Popular Face for Nepal's prime ministerial candidate Balendra Shah is contesting from Jhapa 5. Results out from Kathmandu 1 and 2, where Ranju Niupane and Shishir Kahanal have won from RSP and Yogesh Gauchan Thakeli of the Nepali Congress won from Mustang 1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.